Hello, everybody. Guess who's fucking back? 20 years later. Honestly, we should just have an episode about another spooky podcast because we vanished
I
for a
feel like people
while.
don't believe us
Yeah,
that we recorded this episode like 1,000 times like this past year and it never went live. But anyways, we are back. It's been a whole year, right? I think.
I think so. But before we get into it, I think we should introduce ourselves, Karina.
Yes, because we have some new listeners or listeners that haven't
There's like
heard of
nobody
us.
listening anyway.
Yeah, we've been MIA for a cool minute, but
We literally went ghost.
we are another spooky podcast with your favorite co-host, Karina Reyes, and
Irma Cornejo. You guys already know what's up.
yay! What, guys, this is spooky season. So Irma hit me up out of the blue after not talking to her for a year, and she was like, "Hey, you know that podcast that we started like 2 years ago?" And I was
First of all, I said number one podcast, rated best new podcast.
but if you go back, we talked about our goals and dreams with this
What a
podcast.
fucking lie. What a joke.
We have disappointed the audience.
Know what? Those are still goals and dreams. Sometimes they just don't come
It come
true right
true.
away.
It was a little not crazy, but we did have different things going on. So this might be a little 5 minute catching up with you guys, and then we get started on our regular podcast episode. So Irma, how you been this past year?
I've been good. So I started a new job. I moved. So my life has changed so much. I'm a runner now. She a runner, she a track star or whatever.
Wow, tell the listeners what you got today from
I'm
Best
a
Buy.
okay, since I'm a fitness influencer now, literally I only run like 3 days a week, maybe on
Guys,
my
if you guys
good
didn't know
weeks.
this, if you guys didn't know this, like Irma and I actually run marathons. Well, used to
When we were younger, but
marathons.
I'm getting back into it and I'm convincing Karina to join me.
Yes.
If you see me struggling and can't breathe while I'm running, ignore me, okay? I'm fighting for my
If
life,
you see
okay?
me hyperventilating on the street, low key almost passing out, mind your fucking business.
Let me do my thing, okay?
I
It's a
am
work in progress.
okay. I just thought I could get a little faster, but I didn't.
I overestimated what I could do.
Had high hopes for myself when I was
Was a great dream, a great aspiration.
Y'all know us, always shooting really high.
Shooting for the stars, you know? We're
We might
goal
disappoint,
setters.
but it's okay.
We
God,
set our
dude.
goals. We don't achieve them right away, but we will eventually.
It might take us 2 years, but we're gonna get there.
I'm scared to
It's not about how fast you get to the finish line. It's about crossing
Slow and steady wins the race, okay? Haven't you guys read that story about the rabbit and the turtle? Or the turtle?
The listeners are probably like, are they
This is
ever
why I
gonna
stopped listening.
okay.
Anyway, so yeah, I'm a fitness influencer now. Literally don't post about my running other than I just ran today.
You see her
Yes.
flexing them gains on the gram.
Period.
Don't say nothing.
I
Actually, say
ran.
something.
Yeah, congratulate me because it was hard.
Okay.
I couldn't run. Like, damn, bitch, you made it. Good for it.
Okay, so she's a runner.
Yeah, so I ran a race recently. I ran a 7 mile race. It was hard as fuck. Couldn't breathe most of the time. I could breathe for the first mile, and then after that, it went downhill, but I did
Oh my gosh, you're a warrior.
it. We love a supportive best friend with the sarcasm and everything. Thanks, bitch. It could have at least sounded a little bit
She ran through hills, through mountains.
Forrest Gump poop.
And she was crawling up them hills. Like,
It
you guys,
was
what do you
rolling
guys know about
down.
those San Francisco hills?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
But yeah, so I'm a fitness influencer now. So I started running, and okay, my handy dandy tool is my Fitbit, and that should die today. And I wanted to cry, but it's okay. I've had it for like 5, 6 years, you know. She lasted me a good while, but I
She
just ordered a new
was
one.
talking to me about like 20 minutes about how she was trying to let go of her Fitbit
I wasn't
band.
ready.
And
She
you know,
died.
those 11 a.m. therapy sesh hits in
I'm
the
about to make a whole
morning.
episode about my fucking Fitbit, bro. I'm gonna go pick it up after this recording.
She's like, no, I had an emotional connection with my
She's been
Fitbit
through shit. She's been the real one with me.
She is doing good stuff. Irma, I'm so happy for you. For real, for real. A warrior in my life. Oh my gosh.
Thank
And
you.
she started a new job. So, like, congrats to her as well. You currently moved in too, right? To a new
Yeah.
place. Really exciting. And she's been doing her thing. So I am super happy. Yes, I recently went. When did I go? I think I went like a month ago, right?
Yeah. We could have recorded then, but we didn't.
We did it. It was more of a chill time for us, honestly.
We had a lot of things going on in our life.
Dude, it was like chill time for us.
It was vacation.
It was a vacation. Well, I tried to do my vacation, but you know, outside activities, environments.
Haters. No.
Okay, yeah, next time I just have to post like make a statement like I'm on fucking vacation. Do not disturb. But no, it was super fun. I went to go visit her for a week. I swear it felt more like longer than that.
Damn, girl, I was about to say it felt short, but
No,
okay.
as in like,
I
dude,
see
I
where
felt
we
like
stand.
dude, why do we always break up during like another switchy
Why do we
podcast
always
episode go?
fight? Maybe it's
Oh
better for our relationship to not have this.
she's attacking my character. I had enough of that already.
Anyways, go on with your story.
Okay, so I went to go to there for a week. It felt longer just because I haven't been away from my house for that long in a cool minute. So, which I needed it. Like, I needed to go visit Irma. I needed a little break too. And I was like starting a new job too. So I was like, okay, cool. Like, I'm gonna go see her for a little bit. It was really fun. I finally got to see where she stays at. And yeah, we did really cool stuff. We went to so it was Irma's birthday weekend, week, well, her whole month basically, because you know Irma needs to be celebrated for the whole fucking month.
Thank you.
So yeah, it was really fun. We went to go explore San Francisco. We went, well, I went for the first time to the Alcatraz prison, which you know we're gonna talk about it a little bit more about on this episode. Yeah, it was a good time. Now I want to go visit again, but
Please, how
you
are
know,
you,
El
Karina?
Trabajo. It's been good. I've been good this whole year. I graduated,
Woo!
guys. You know how, well, if you guys kept up with our first season, even our second season, I know we did like a Q&A at the time and people were asking like, how do you do like full-time school, full-time job and like still listen to your podcast? Dude,
The
it was so bad. Well, it was fun, you know, and like I kind of did it for like a year, right, Irma? I think we did it like I did like a whole year of me going to full time for school and work and then another spooky podcast. And after that, I was so burnt out. Guys, oh my God, take care of yourselves for sure. I am an overachiever, very high standard goal setter.
Period.
And then everybody around me would be like, dude, are you sure you got it? I'm like, yeah. Me over here,
Crying.
like crying, like I'll bust it up and haven't showered in a week. No, I'm just kidding. But I was out here down in the gutters. So yeah, I definitely needed just a little bit of a break. And I didn't really let you guys know about that, but Irma was very supportive, and so it was really great for myself actually. I ended up picking up more of the things that I kind of let go of in the past too. So I wish one of those was working out. But unfortunately, that one didn't come through.
You're just
But
taking us your time to
yeah,
achieve
I was taking my time to get there. That was gonna be the last
it.
step to my glow up. Yeah, there's not much really to say on my life. I took a break, but it was good. Everything's good. Life is good, and I'm ready for another season of another spooky podcast, especially right now since we're starting this in October again. It's been 2 years, I think, right, Emma? Because I think we started around the same time as like right now, like around September and October.
Oh, we did. You're right. Dang, look at us keeping a podcast for 2 years. We only took a year
Yeah.
break,
Okay, we're back. We're back.
but
Better than ever.
as long as you come back, that's all that matters.
Yes. But guys, this episode's gonna be very chill. Kind of if you guys felt the vibe, we kind of just want to catch up with you guys, see where we're at, and anything that is going on around this spooky season, we want to talk about. There's so many new stuff. And I was telling Irma this before we started recording.
I just listened to Karina talk about
Just
it.
recent your text messages. Like, dude, do you see this on the news? Did you see this? This is so much going on, dude. So obviously I want to share it with you guys too. So hopefully everyone's having a good spooky season. It's literally not even October yet, but I don't care. Okay. I felt the breeze today in the morning.
You got a little chilly this morning,
I
so.
felt the itch in my throat, and I was like, spooky season. Spooky season.
She's around. She's around. I bought some trade. I bought a Trader Joe's candle that was like very fall vibes. Smells great.
I love candles. That reminds me, I have to go to candles. I went to
Go to Trader
Marshall's.
Joe's. Oh.
Trader Joe's. I didn't even know they sell candles there. What the heck? What doesn't Trader Joe's
Well, they
sell?
just sell two right now and they're like fall,
Oh.
but I like the crisp apple. I think that's what it's called. It smells so clean. Love it.
Cute. I might just stop by. Horror Nights is here in LA. So if you guys not been to Horror Nights, I'm actually planning on. I've been trying to convince Irma, but so they have the weekend maze, which I heard was pretty cool. And the tickets are tend to be a little bit more expensive this year. Honestly, I was looking at the prices, which is, I guess, reasonable. Everything goes up every year, but Sahara, I don't do it. Oh my God.
It's expensive.
Yes, I was like, okay,
Go
why?
off.
Regarding that too, there's so much going on in the news. And before I get started with the news, something spooky happened to me yesterday, and I really wanted to talk about it. I'm sorry, not yesterday, the day before.
What is it? You didn't tell me. Okay, we had a conversation yesterday, and this girl was like, we gotta wait till tomorrow.
Yes, because we were talking, and I was like, no, do something crazy happened to me. Well, I thought it was crazy. I was chilling at work. There was this new guy who came in, and I was training him, and everything's been really cool. Like we're chilling, talking, and I was kind of training him through the process at work, whatever. And this lady came in, and she had like we do reservations where I work. So she came in asking for a reservation for like one of our facilities that we offer at work, whatever. And she wanted to pay, but we only accept like cash. We don't accept any card, which is we're super old school, whatever. So she came in. I told her I only accept cash. She was like, okay. She didn't have enough. And she was like, hey, I'll be back. I'm gonna go to the car and get the rest of the money. But here, hold on to my change. And we're like, okay, whatever. She left, through the door. We have two doors, so one from the back coming from the right side and one from the front. It's on the left to us, so the building, it's kind of like facing north. And I kid you not, like probably like 5 seconds later, she walked in through the right. And then my coworker looked at me, and then I looked at him, and I was like, isn't that the same lady who like left the change? But I kind of looked at him because it just, the time frame was really short. There's no way she can get to the car, get her change in that small amount of time and be back. You know, it takes some, like, it'll probably take like 2 minutes or like 3 minutes for someone to do that. Anyway, so she walked in and then she was like, hey, I'm here for a reservation. And we're like, I'm like, yeah, I can help you with that. But I didn't ask like if she was the one who left the change. And I was like, yeah, what day are you looking into? And she told me, right? Anyway, she ended up leaving. And I turned to my coworker and I was like, hey, isn't the lady who dropped off the change? And then he was like, dude, yes, I thought I was tripping. And I was like, no, like that's the lady who came in. And he was like, are you sure? And I was like, yes, that's her. And I was like, eh. Anyway, so he was like, I don't think so. So anyway, she came back in to like use the restroom, and that's when he asked her, like, hey, I'm not sure if you gave me money earlier for like the reservation, but I don't know if you maybe forgot. She's like, no, I didn't give you any change. It wasn't me. That was the first time that I came in.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were like, dude, you know when we go like quiet, like you just go quiet because you're like, what the hell? It was that same lady, and my coworker was like, are you sure? Like, we remember you coming in and like leaving some change. You said you're gonna go get some more change from your car. She's like, no, I didn't know. That was my first time coming in. Anyways, nobody came back in to get that change.
What the heck?
Yeah.
So they just left the change and left?
Yeah, and it was a good amount. Like, I mean, our reservations are really pricey. So somebody left that $60.
What the heck?
Yeah, it was
Oh, that's weird.
super, super weird. We even, like, my coworker even went outside.
Maybe it was a glitch in the matrix.
I don't know. We even went outside to go look for that lady because we were like, dude, she just left her $60 here. She never came back.
Oh, how weird.
So that was a little spooky. And I was telling my coworker, I was like, perfect spooky. Something spooky happened to me.
That's weird.
First time. Yeah, dude. And they, I mean, unless they're like different ladies, but they have the same exact outfit. Like, they just look very identical. I don't know.
Yeah,
Very
that's
weird.
weird. That's interesting. What the heck?
Yeah,
Perfect
so,
timing.
right? And so the whole time, like the whole shift, my coworker and I were just like super psyched out. We were like, what the hell? We kept thinking about it. He even said, he was like, dude, I'm gonna go home and tell my family. I was like, what the hell? And I was like, well, at least I'm not the only one who saw
Yeah, you have
it.
like a witness with you
Yeah.
know.
Yeah, we were, I was scared, but when I get scared, I laugh. So I was like cracking up the whole time.
Oh
I was like, holy crap, something really scary just happened to me.
my God. I still think about the story that you said that you experienced, like the for listeners, if you guys are still there, someone out there that like listened to our old episodes, when you were talking about how you came or you were at home and I think your mom, you heard your mom come in
Yes, that
and
happened
she
to
wasn't
me about a
there.
year ago. Yes, guys, about like a year ago, I don't know if you guys do this, but whenever I get in a car or I go somewhere in particular, like work, I always take like a shitload of crap with me, like my lunch bag, my computer.
Too.
I'm in there with like four bags. Didn't want to do two trips from my house to my car because I'm lazy. So I was trying to take all of my stuff all at once. And I got to the door. I called out to my mom. And even before I got to the door, I saw my mom like pass by through the window. Like I saw her shadow, like she was walking towards the kitchen. So I was like, okay, she's home, you know? So I got to the door. And it was open. Like, I mean, the door wasn't open, but I have two doors. So I have like a black one, and then I have like my regular door, my one of the doors was open. The black one was the only one that was closed. But it's those see-through ones. You guys should know which one I'm talking about, you know? Whatever. Anyway, so I yelled out to my mom and I was like, "Mom, can you open the door, please?" I said it in Spanish, like I have a lot of heavy stuff in my hands. And I still heard her like kind of going through stuff at the ki in the kitchen. And I kind of yelled a little bit like louder, like, "Mom, like hello, I'm here waiting. Like, can you just open the door?" And she didn't come. So I got like a little annoyed. And then I heard the restroom door close. And in my head, I was like, this freaking woman really just ignored me. And she went straight to the restroom. So I was a little kind of pissed off and I was like, oh, whatever. But maybe, you know, she had her headphones on because usually she has her AirPods or so whatever. So I was like, whatever. And so I opened a door and I was kind of pissed off. So I was kind of like just dumped everything on the sofa. And then I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I want to tell her that kind of like made me upset. I was being so annoying too. And I was like, when she gets out of the restaurant, I'm going to tell her that I was kind of annoying. You know, I was waiting for her to help me. And she wasn't coming out of the restroom. And then I was like, fuck, I need to really pee. So I went and I knocked on the door and I was like, Mom, I need to go to the restroom. And I was kind of a little grouchy, right? So I wasn't really nice about it. I was like, Mom, I need to go to the restroom right now. And she didn't say anything. And I was like, I know you're in there. Like, I need to go to the restroom. Anyways, before I even said anything, dude, my mom pulled up in the car. My brother. From what I remember, it was kind of like that. Like, she pulled up because I was so crouchy, dude. I even went to go get a paleta and everything from my
To
kitchen because I
cheer
was
up.
so angry, dude. Yes. And I heard her conversation before I even, you know, because my mom is like, you know, your typical Mexican mom. She talks really loud on the fucking phone and shit. And I heard her having like a conversation with someone and everything. And I was just like, what the hell? Dude, I remember I was really freaked out too. And I was like swearing. I was like, oh my God, it was my grandma. My grandma came and visit me. Maybe, you know, whatever. But it was really spooky. But I
That
had
is
another
spooky.
spooky situation and I haven't had one since a year. So kind of makes sense to do another episode for another spooky podcast on this story. Anything spooky has happened to you so far in a year? Well, because it's been a year. We have some really exciting stuff. Well, not exciting. That's a really bad way to phrase it. It's just news that's been going on in the crime scene community. If you guys have not heard of the whole case that's been going on with Adan Siad, and hopefully I'm pronouncing his name right. If not, then I'm so sorry. Don't hold me accountable for this, dude.
Hold her accountable.
No.
But we're trying our best.
So again, hopefully I'm saying it right. It's the whole case that happened in 2000. So it was really, really well known and documented. Pretty much, we're not going to talk about the case. Maybe we should do an episode on his case.
Maybe the next episode we can
But
talk about the case.
yes, let's start off with the fact that his case got famous and well known because there are already two podcasts dedicated to his whole crime investigation, which
Dang.
is really interesting too, because I'm a big fan of the podcast. I'm not sure if you guys, again, if you guys are very familiar with the crime community, the podcast Serial, that's kind of like what started the whole coverage of his trial and what had happened at that time. And very interesting enough, this week, he's been on the news again. He was trending number one, I think, on Twitter for the whole day. It was very televised too. It was everywhere. But he was released from prison and he had served already 23 years of his sentence. So he ended up going in, I think, at the age of 22, 23, around that age. And now he's like 44.
Dang.
So it was really heavy. It was definitely very heavy. And you know, the whole debate of whether he is still innocent or guilty of the crime still lingers. It went in for the murder of his ex-girlfriend, Hanmin Lee, and this happened again in the 2000s. He was accused of killing and hiding her body in the woods, and this happened in Baltimore. And he was allegedly seen by a witness or two, just so happened to be also connected with the victim of who was murdered, Han Min Lee. And those two witnesses were actually friends of hers too. And one of them was actually her ex-boyfriend. I mean, I'm sorry, one of them was actually her boyfriend at the time. So Adnan was actually her ex-boyfriend. Does that make sense? And I guess the two witnesses were claimed that he was the one who did it. He went to prison and he got off last week because there was no significant evidence to prove him guilty. And so people are obviously upset because there wasn't enough significant evidence to even hold him
Convict him.
guilty, yeah, since the beginning. So yeah, it's been such a crazy, crazy time. I know people who are, I was on this Reddit rabbit hole and I was watching documentaries of it again. And I had visited this case a while ago, probably like years ago, probably like when I was in high school, because one of my friends at the time, she did a paper on this and she was the one who told me about this case. And after that, like I did my own research and I didn't revisit it until now since it's in the news again. But it's been crazy, guys. So hopefully, my opinion, I don't know if he's guilty or not. I don't know if he's innocent. I don't want to declare him something that he isn't, but I do believe that everyone is entitled to a fair trial with strong evidence. And I feel like he just wasn't given the same opportunities that I think that he should have been given in this circumstance, especially when it came to murder. And I do believe there's stronger, I guess, suspects that should have been investigated further. I think the investigation was really crappy the way that it was done. I think the way that the cops and the investigators that was working on this case at the time did a really fucking shitty job. Like a really fucking shitty job. They didn't run any DNA tests at the time. Yeah, so they didn't run anything. It's crazy.
I think I watched some TikToks that Karina sent me, and I'm not like super familiar with the case, but I think it is definitely something that we should discuss next episode if you're down
Yeah.
for it, Karina, because I'd love to dive in and like really learn more about it because it does sound like it could be like what is it called? Like a wrong conviction case.
Yeah, it that's kind of where it's heading. What's going on right now is just the media is really covering it. Again, it's a very high publicized crime case that's been going on right now, and they have 30 days. So the system in Baltimore, they have 30 days to see if they want to hold him into trial again and kind of revisit his case. If not, that they're going to dismiss it and they're going to dismiss his charges and everything. But time was already done. He was
Damage
there
was
since
done.
his early in the tw you know in his early 20s. He's pretty much in his mid 40s now. So it's going to be very interesting how everything's going to happen. How is it going to unfold? I'm probably some lawsuits, I don't know, some money owed.
There's a
Unfortunately.
lot of holes in it, and
Yeah.
unfortunately, a lot of the injustice of the system is done to people of color
Yeah.
and
People with different type of religion, upbringing.
ethnicities.
It has a lot to do with that. And this case definitely highlights one of those issues in the court system. And it's something that we definitely want to talk about, maybe hopefully for a next episode. We definitely want to cover it. Hopefully, you guys are keeping up with that news because it's going to be interesting how it's going to unfold. And Irma, anything fun that you've been watching lately?
So everyone knows this probably already, but I am waiting for the Jeffrey Dahmer series documentary tape things on Netflix. I thought it already came out, but I guess it didn't. It comes out October 7th. So I know Karina and I will definitely be on that. We should have like a watch party, girl, or something like where we can like watch it together
Yes,
and discuss it. I think it'll be a good idea to watch it and then discuss it live on like Instagram or something, you know? But again, here I am making dreams, aspirations for the
Oh, it's gonna happen. Dude, okay. I'm gonna let you finish and then I'm gonna.
Yeah, I think it'll be cool to like kind of have an open discussion.
They're really cool.
Maybe not just that, but we can plan it ahead of time and like see if people would be into it. What about you, Karine? Oh, there's so many scary movies coming out. Okay, like
Yes,
there's so many
Hocus
scary movies.
Pocus 2 is coming out. Arba
Yes.
and I, dude, we're big fans. We actually have matching Disneyland jerseys of Hocus Pocus.
We
I can't wait to bring it out. And we're definitely gonna watch it. We're gonna do a little, what is it? Those party watch
Where
parties.
we stream it, yeah, because we could
Yes.
stream it together. We did it for New Year's.
Yes, we can do, you know what? We're gonna post about it if you guys want to join us and watch it with us. That'll be really cool. We kind of
Yeah.
do a little community like watch party on our Airbnb.
Yes.
Really cute. Yes, so Hocus Pocus 2 is gonna come out Wednesday, the movie, right? Is it the movie or like a series from Netflix is gonna come out with Jenna Ortega? Which I love her, by the way. She's super, super talented, super cute.
I think it's a
It's a
movie.
movie. I'm not sure. I just saw it on
Disney Plus, right? It's coming out on
yes.
Disney Plus.
Yes, I just saw the advertisement for it. It looks super good. And they, I mean, the casting's spot on. Jenna is gonna
Yes.
kill it. What else is gonna Blonde on Netflix is coming up out, I'm sorry, on
What is
Wednesday.
that?
And it's about Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, ooh.
Yes, so I'm also very excited to watch it.
Okay, did you know she was paisa?
Yeah, I just saw the TikTok on it recently where
Just like
people,
the minions. No, just
yeah,
kidding.
people are like, yeah, she was paisa as well,
Bro, I did not know that. I was like,
yeah.
really?
Isn't
No
it her grandma
way.
or something, like her on her
Yeah,
mom's side?
her mom, I think her mom like lived in Mexico or something. Or I don't know, something like that. And I think she was born in Mexico.
Yeah, something along the lines. That was
Something like
crazy.
that. I don't know. Or
Yeah,
like her
Marilyn, one
family
of
lived in
us.
Mexico.
Yes. So definitely, guys, I'm excited for that Marilyn documentary. It's actually, yes, it's coming out this Wednesday. So that's gonna be like what the
We're recording
28th.
this. Yeah, we're recording this on the 25th. So
Yeah, it's gonna be coming out on the
2020.
28th. It's gonna be really cool. And then the Jeffrey Dahmer tapes. Oh my God.
And I think, well, I haven't finished those that series yet. I have to sit down and watch it maybe today after football. But I know the case, and honestly, the case itself is so disturbing. The fact that it was like young children, like young kids, or young boys, you know, and
Yeah.
like he had such a seemingly like normal life, like on the outside. He just seemed like a normal person, but he was such a fucking weirdo, like such a creep, like piece of shit,
Yeah.
right? So that's like the scary thing because you never know, like, how people are, you know, and that is so scary to me. I think that's why I'm a little nervous to watch it because I get freaked out, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, it's just so crazy that he had this such like persona because I think he was involved in politics, right? Like he was involved in like the politics of the community, and then he did this shit like behind closed doors. This is who he really was, and that's so scary to me.
Yes, it's oh my God, so disturbing. Wait, I'm just seeing right now that there's two different Jeffrey Dahmer. So the Dahmer one, that's the one with what's his name? Evan Peters, right? The one that everyone's talking about.
Yeah,
Which,
that's a
by the way,
movie.
yeah, that's the movie. And there's a series coming out, the tapes. That one is the one that I was referring to. I'm sorry. The Dahmer movie. I heard so many good reviews. I just haven't watched it yet because I was trying to watch it yesterday when I was talking to Irma, but I was working by
Yeah.
myself and it was like really late. And I was like, I just
Scary.
don't want to go around right now being paranoid as
Put
fuck.
that energy out, you know, like
Yeah.
you don't want that.
But kind of what Irma was saying, you know, our past episodes, we definitely talked for like, we've talked about a lot of serial killers of variety, their backgrounds. What really intrigued me a lot is like where they come from. How do they get to this level of committing such hideous crimes? And we do see a certain pattern where a lot of these serial killers murders, they end up growing in a very, well, yeah, some come from very toxic household too, and some are really just grown very, quote unquote normal. They had a mom and a dad. They come off very charming, very narcissistic, that comes with, that ties along with it. And they, I don't, it's very, very intriguing. And I think these films really kind of highlight that too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's that same argument of nature versus nurture, whether like how do these people evolve to this? Like, is it really just in their genetics? Is it really just them as personally, or does the environment kind of affect it? You know, I think it's that constant. I think it's a mixture of both. Like, I think because people go through shit, right? Like, but they don't become fucking Jeffrey Dahmer. They don't fucking become these serial killers, like shitty people, you know? I think it's a mixture of both, but I think it's this constant, like, argument of nature versus nurture. And like that juxtaposition, is that the right word? Where like they seem to be really nice, but then they're like evil,
Like
you know?
sociopaths, maybe. There's this book that I recommended to you guys right in the beginning of this podcast, and it's called The Psychopath Test. Guys, and I will recommend this again, but I read in the news that one of Jeffrey Dahmer's victim that ended up surviving, he actually ended up committing a crime 2 days ago. He ended up actually murdering someone in the street, a homeless person. So a lot of people are still experiencing the side effects. And now that everyone's talking about this movie, everyone's talking about Jeffrey Dahmer again, it's coming back in the news, it's being highlighted, it's been really tough for a lot of communities. So I do want to emphasize that too, that this still carries a lot of effect. It still carries a lot of like consequences to what had happened. And
I don't know, man. It's just crazy. It's crazy to think about like all that. And I think being like watching crime and like watching true crime, we forget that like there are still loved ones who will have to relive, or like the victims have to relive those scenarios again because it's so publicized. It's so like it's thrown at them. And I think that's the hard thing for me when I like talk about true crime. It's like, damn, like I don't want to ever put the victim through that again, or like have to relive that again. It's kind of like one of those things that you want to talk about so people are aware and people know what's going on. It's like this constant back and forth, I guess, in my mind. That's why I don't like to say like it's exciting or oh, there's something
I don't,
happening, you know,
right.
like kind of
I
like
don't
how
like
you
to,
had mentioned.
right. I don't like to glorify serial killers. And so that's the debate right now that a lot of people are having, because some people are saying, well, it's one of those things very complicated, because we have like Serial, the Serial podcast, which really helped highlighted a case, a crime case with Adnan Syed, and ended up really being one of those, a pivotal point to his crime investigation that actually led to him being released. That helped. That helped. The media coverage helped. The exposure really helped. And then we have this, like Jeffrey Dahmer, where people are like, shut it down. We don't need any of that anymore. Why are we going to bring things up again for victims to relive all over again? And yeah, I think that's pretty much that for Netflix that's been coming up. Anything else, Irma? Not exciting, but some of the exciting things like Horror Nights and all that stuff.
Well, the spooky aspect, there's so many horror movies coming out in theaters now that I personally want
Halloween.
to watch.
Halloween, the last
Halloween
movie of,
ends, I
oh,
think.
I went to go see it last year, and I loved it. I
Me too.
loved
I
it.
did
Oh, a lot of
too.
people were talking shit about it. I liked
I
it.
loved it. Okay, like people need to understand that Halloween, this is what Halloween is. Like that series, that world is like he never dies, bro. And like you need to
Immortal.
understand
I
that
love it.
if you haven't watched the movies, like the older movies, like that's how it is. Like you get what you get out of those movies. It's not gonna be like reality, you know? It's fucking horror, dude. Like that's what you're gonna get out of it. And you need to understand that going in. It's kind of like Scream, like the new Scream movie that came out as
I
well.
saw the
Like,
Scream movie
I liked
too.
it.
I liked it. I maybe wasn't one of my favorites, but I liked it, and I still will rewatch it again. I'm excited for the new one that's going to come out too. And then the Halloween movies, that one is, oh, that one touches my heart. I can't wait.
I
I
know, I
cannot
can't,
wait.
me too. And
I'm
then
going to be really excited.
also, Smile is another scary movie that's
Yes,
coming
yes,
out that
yes.
looks creepy, and
Yes,
I'm
that one
so
too.
excited.
The Conjuring, they came out
There's a new
saying they're going to have,
Conjuring.
yeah, there's going to be a new Conjuring. The Orphan.
Oh, I saw
Orphan.
that. Oh my God,
Yes.
that movie fucked me up when I
Dude,
was
that
younger.
movie, I think we need to make a whole episode on that fucking movie
Bro,
and like
a review.
break it
Let's
apart,
watch it.
because
Yeah.
that movie is legit one of my favorites of all times. The Conjuring, Insidious, people are saying, I saw some news on Insidious that there's gonna be a new movie coming out for Insidious. And I love the first one. Oh my God, that one has to be one of my favorite
Scary.
horror movies too, of like modern time. For sure, Insidious. So we have some really exciting movies coming out. And
Yeah,
I'm
so many
super fucking
horror.
excited.
Yeah,
Yeah.
perfect for spooky season. And you
Yes.
guys already know I'm starting my spooky season movie
And I felt
like
like it was kind of
watches.
dying, right? Like the
Yeah, it
scene was kind of
was.
dying for like movies. Like
It's because
it was
another
a cool
spooky
minute.
podcast was on hold.
Another spooky podcast, that's why. But we're back. We're back
We're
with the
back
horror because
better
the
than
horror is
ever,
back.
period.
Yeah, so it's really exciting, guys. Hopefully we're able to talk about more content coming up regarding these new exciting news that's happening in the media, social media world, and with the movies and things like that. But I think we're kind of coming to the end of our episode, and I hope everyone enjoyed this little episode right here that we made for you guys. Again, we apologize for the long break, and I promise you our goals are still in place, intact, and we're gonna tackle it this year.
Yes, and as you guys could see, this was a very chill welcome back
Yeah.
episode. Get you guys vibe and hype up.
Follow us on social media. On Instagram, it is a spooky podcast.
At another spooky podcast.
At another spooky podcast. I always get it
Twitter,
wrong. You
a
know what?
spooky podcast.
Irma, take
Send
over.
us your stories at a
Yes.
spooky
Yes,
podcast at
at
gmail.com.
gmail.com. I always get it wrong. It cannot be another
If
spooky podcast if
without
getting
Karina
something wrong.
messing up the ads. But follow us on Instagram, hit us up
Yes.
on our personals, and we're happy to be back.
Yes. Let us
I'll take it
know your
off,
thoughts and
Queen. End it.
opinions. Yes. So thank you so much, guys, listeners. If you guys are new, welcome. If you guys are from the old days, the really
Fucking
old
OGs.
days, OGs to another spooky podcast. Thank you so much for keeping up with us for a whole year of us being ghosts. Do not worry. Spooky season brings up the ghost again from the dead. So we're
And we're
back.
back.
Again, thank you so much, guys, and see you guys next time.
Bye. Love
Bye.
you.
Bye bye.
Bye.